Hello everyone, I'm Patricia Sancho and I'm the senior author of the poster entitled Lipid Metabolism Supports the Tumorigenic Potential of Pancreatic Cancer Stem Cells. Pancreatic ductal adenocarcinoma, or PDAC, is one of the deadliest tumors nowadays, partly due to the intrinsic aggressiveness and chemoresistance of resident subpopulation of cancer cells, the so-called cancer stem cells. These cells bear stem-related properties and are responsible for tumor relapse and metastasis, representing a crucial target for long-term successful chemotherapeutic intervention. In contrast to differentiated tumor cells, pancreatic cancer stem cells are highly dependent on mitochondrial oxidative phosphorylation. This metabolism confers them with the ability of using a wider range of substrates able to feed the TCA cycle, including fatty acids. Interestingly, increased lipid scavenging and aberrant fatty acid metabolism have been linked to pancreatic tumor progression and poor prognosis in PDAC patients. Our aim in this work was to analyze the specific role of fatty acid metabolism in the advanced and metastatic phenotype of PDAC. In this work, we have used primary cultures of different PDAC patient-derived xenografts. And we did bioinformatic analysis in which we compared the expression data of normal tissues and tumor tissues using the web server GPIA2 or Oncomine. Correlation analyses were calculated by Pearson coefficient, and disease-free survival was analyzed using the Cox proportional hazards model. We used the mitochondrial fatty acid uptake inhibitor etomoxir, or the inhibitors for fatty acid oxidation, mildronate, perhexilin, and ranolazine, that were used at 48 or 72 hours of treatment. For statistics, we use ANOVA or Kruskal-Wallis tests. We first analyzed the expression of a panel of lipid metabolism-related genes in PDAC tumor samples versus normal samples. We found that lysophosphatidylcholine acyltransferase 2, LPCAT2, and monoglyceride lipase, MGLL, two main actors of lipid droplets dynamics, are overexpressed in PDAC tumor tissues, predicting a lower survival rate in patients. Interestingly, the expression of these genes positively correlated with the stemness signature in PDAC. Next, we wanted to determine the role of these and other lipid metabolism genes specifically in the cancer stem cell compartment. We found that genes related to lipid uptake, storage, and metabolism, but not lipid synthesis, were upregulated in cancer stem cell enriched cultures of five different PDXs. Moreover, CD133 cells showed increased storage in lipid droplets than their differentiated counterparts, indicating that cancer stem cells show an increased potential in lipid storage. Importantly, we sorted CD133 positive cells with high or low lipid droplet content and showed that cells with high lipid droplet content were more tumorigenic. These results point to a supportive role of lipid metabolism and specifically lipid droplets for stemness. Next, we chose a panel of inhibitors of fatty acid mitochondrial uptake or oxidation and studied their effects on CSC functionality. First, we observed a decrease in the percentage of CD133 cells in response to pranolazine and etomoxir. Both inhibitors induced apoptosis in CD133 negative and also positive cells. In addition, we observed that several inhibitors diminished self-renewal capacity of PDAC cells, studied as colony and sphere formation capacities. Most importantly, ranolazine and etomoxir diminished tumorigenicity in vivo and significantly decreased CSC frequency. This indicates that these inhibitors were reducing CSC features and functionality. Mechanistically, acute treatment with ranolazine and etomoxir significantly altered mitochondrial function, decreasing ATP-linked respiration and spare respiratory capacity, likely leading to an energy crisis in the CSC population. In conclusion, our results demonstrate a strong reliance of PDAC CSCs on lipid metabolism, which could represent an interesting therapeutic avenue in order to eliminate this extremely tumorigenic population. This work was supported by funds by Worldwide Cancer Research and the Spanish Association Against Cancer. Thank you all for your attention.